Akashwani presents Morning News. Good morning. I am Nishit Kumar. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to inaugurate Rashtra Prerana Sthal in Lucknow to mark 101st birth anniversary of former Prime Minister Bharat Ratna Atal Bihari Vajpayee. CBI to challenge High Court's order on suspension of life sentence and bail to former MLA Kuldeep Singh Sengar in Unnao rape case. Death cases due to malaria declined by 78% in the country, says Health and Family Welfare Minister JP Nadda. India condemns demolition of Hindu deity statue during Thai-Cambodia border clashes, says such disrespectful act hurt sentiments of followers around the world. Indian men's hockey team vice-captain Hardik Singh nominated for Major Dhyan Chand Khel Ratna. And Christmas being celebrated across the globe with festive fervor to mark the birth of Jesus Christ. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Lucknow today on the occasion of 101st birth anniversary of former Prime Minister Bharat Ratna Atal Bihari Vajpayee. At around 2:30 p.m., the Prime Minister will inaugurate Rashtra Prerana Sthal and also address a public gathering on the occasion. Driven by the vision of Prime Minister Narendra Modi to honour the legacy of luminaries of independent India, Rashtra Prerana Sthal will serve a tribute to the life, ideals and enduring legacy of one of India's most revered statesmen, whose leadership left a profound impact on the nation's democratic, political and developmental journey. We have more from our correspondent.
Rashtra Prerana Sthal has been developed as a landmark, national memorial and inspirational complex of enduring national significance. Constructed at an approximate cost of 230 crore rupees and spread across an expansive area of 65 acres, the complex is envisioned as a permanent national asset dedicated to fostering leadership values, national service, cultural consciousness and public inspiration. The complex features 65 feet high bronze statues of Dr. Shyama Prasad Mukherjee, Pandit Deendayal Upadhyay and former Prime Minister Atal Bihari Vajpayee, symbolizing their seminal contributions to India's political thought, nation building and public life. It also houses a state-of-the-art museum designed in the form of lotus-shaped structure spread over approximately 98,000 square feet. Sushil Chandra Tiwari, Akashwani News, Lucknow.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi today paid tributes to former Prime Minister Bharat Ratna Atal Bihari Vajpayee on his birth anniversary. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said Atal Bihari Vajpayee dedicated his entire life to good governance and nation building. The Prime Minister said Atal Bihari Vajpayee will always be remembered as a powerful orator and a great poet. The Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, will challenge the suspension of life sentence and bail to former MLA Kuldeep Singh Sengar in the Unnao rape case in the Supreme Court. Spokesperson of the investigation agency said the decision was taken after studying the orders of a division bench of the Delhi High Court in the Unnao rape case of 2017. Sengar will remain in jail as he is also serving a 10-year term for the custodial death of the rape survivor's father. Sengar had filed an appeal against his life sentence, which was vehemently opposed by the CBI and the family of the victim before the High Court. The Delhi High Court on Tuesday suspended the jail term of expelled BJP leader Sengar, who was serving life imprisonment in the 2017 Unnao rape case, saying he has already served 7 years and 5 months in prison. Health and Family Welfare Minister JP Nadda has said that malaria incidence in the country is declining by over 80% and deaths by 78%, showcasing India's transition from a high-burden malaria country to a high-impact state. Addressing the Advancing Public Health Outcomes Forum 2025 in New Delhi, Mr. Nadda said that over 30,000 Ayushman Arogya Mandirs, AAM, have received National Quality Assurance Standard certification. He also noted that the government aims to establish one AAM for every 2,000 population and said this reflects the government's commitment to strengthening primary health care.
Past 11 years, which is responsive government, which is responsible government, which is accountable government, and which is a government which wants to see the change in the common human life of an individual. And for that I can say that in the health sector, if you talk about, it has been a monumental leap which has taken place in the health sector as far as the technology is concerned, as far as the technology-driven facilities being provided to the individual and the innovation.
The Narcotics Control Bureau, NCB, has dismantled a hashish oil trafficking network during an operation conducted on Tuesday night. Acting on credible intelligence, a team of NCB officers with the assistance of the Railway Protection Force mounted a targeted operation at Duvada Railway Station in Andhra Pradesh, resulting in the interception of five individuals, including one woman, and the seizure of 4 kilograms of hashish oil. Following examination, all five persons were arrested under the relevant provisions of the Narcotics, Drugs and Psychotropic Substances Act. NCB said further investigation is in progress to identify and apprehend other members linked to the trafficking network. A Delhi court has extended the judicial custody of seven accused in the Red Fort blast case by 15 days, remanding them to jail till January 8. Additional Sessions Judge Prashant Sharma remanded Dr. Adil Rather, Dr. Muzammil Ghane, Dr. Shaheen Saeed, Maulvi Irfan Ahmed Wage, Jasir Bilal Wani, Amir Rashid Ali and Soyab to judicial custody after they were produced before the Patiala House courts. Earlier, the three doctors and Wage were sent to 12 days of judicial custody on December 12. Ali and Wani were remanded to 14 days of judicial custody on December 10. Soyab was sent to 5 days of judicial custody on December 19. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website, newsonair.gov.in, and download the News on AIR app. Welcome back to the morning news. External Affairs Ministry has stressed that disrespectful acts such as demolishing statues of deities hurt the sentiments of followers around the world and should not take place. In response to media queries on the demolition of Hindu deity statue in an area affected by the ongoing Thai-Cambodia border dispute, Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said Hindu and Buddhist deities are deeply revered and worshipped by people across the region as part of shared civilizational heritage. He urged the two sides to return to dialogue and diplomacy to resume peace and avoid any further loss of lives and damage to property and heritage. Subcommittee on Graded Response Action Plan for the Commission of Air Quality Management in NCR and adjoining areas have revoked all actions under Stage 4 of the extant schedule of GRAP in the entire NCR with immediate effect following significant improvement in air quality. The Commission had invoked Stage 4 on the 13th of this month when the average AQI of Delhi sharply declined and breached the 450 mark. In Madhya Pradesh, cool winter conditions continue across the state along with fog in several districts. We have a report.
According to the Meteorological Centre Bhopal, weather remained mainly dry across all divisions of Madhya Pradesh during the last 24 hours. Pachmani remained the coldest place in the state, with the minimum temperature recorded at 3.8 degrees Celsius, while Kalyanpur in Shahdol district recorded a minimum temperature of 6.3 degrees Celsius. Light fog was observed in Gwalior, Rewa, Satna and Indore districts. The weather department has said that minimum temperatures may fall further by 1-2 degrees Celsius in the coming days. Deepa Singh with Vipin Mishra from Akashwani Bhopal.
Two-time Olympic medalist and Indian men's hockey team vice-captain Hardik Singh has been nominated for the prestigious Major Dhyan Chand Khel Ratna. The nominations for the National Sports Awards 2025 were finalized by the selection panel comprising of Indian Olympic Association Vice President Gagan Narang, former hockey player M.M. Somaya and former badminton player Aparna Popat. The selection panel also recommended 24 athletes for the Arjuna Award, including Yogasana athlete Aarti Pal, rifle shooter Mehuli Ghosh, gymnast Pranthi Nayak and India's top-ranked women's badminton pair of Trisha Jolly and Gayatri Gopichand were also among the recommendations. Minister of Skill Development and Entrepreneurship Jayant Chaudhary has emphasized on building AI capabilities between government, industry, academia and training institutions to ensure countries' training systems remain responsive to real-world demand. Chairing a meeting on skilling for AI in New Delhi, Mr. Chaudhary said that by embedding AI skills across education, vocational training and the workforce, the government is laying the foundation for a Viksit Bharat in an AI-enabled global economy. During the meeting, the minister reviewed the India AI Mission's Future Skills Pillar and other key initiatives, including AI careers for women and AI training under Pradhan Mantri Kaushal Vikas Yojana 4.0. Christmas is being celebrated across the globe today. Christians all over the world celebrate Christmas to mark the birth of Jesus Christ. On the occasion, people decorate their houses by putting a Christmas tree, illuminated paper star, holly wreaths, and exchange gifts. Pope Leo XIV is presiding over the Christmas celebrations for the first time after being elected in May this year. Meanwhile, Goa, the state of sunshine, is bathed in festive spirit as leaders and citizens come together to celebrate the message of peace and joy. For more updates on the celebrations, we now go over to our reporter on the ground in Panaji.
From the historic churches to every home, Goa is celebrating a vibrant blend of tradition and modernity. Governor Pusapati Ashok Gajapati Raju, Chief Minister Dr. Pramod Sawant, and Archbishop Felipe Neri Cardinal Ferrao have extended warm greetings, calling for unity to strengthen the state's unique social fabric. While celebrations are evolving with digital greetings and modern decor, the heart of the festival remains. Families are gathering over traditional delicacies of Beminka and Dodol, transcending the barriers of religion and caste. As the Chief Minister noted, Goa remains a model of peaceful living, reminding us today that inclusion is our greatest strength. This is Mahesh Sobre for Akashwani News, Panaji.
Nagaland too is celebrating Christmas with deep religious reverence and festive spirit. We have a report.
Christmas in Nagaland is being marked by deep religious devotion as citizens commemorate the birth of Jesus Christ on Christmas Eve. Many churches held evening and midnight masses with prayer session ushering in the spirit of the joyous day. As a clock struck midnight, people welcome Christmas with a bursting of fireworks and the singing of carols, wishing one another Merry Christmas and offering prayers for blessings, peace and harmony. This morning, congregations of different denominations are gathering in churches for community worship and prayer across the state, dressed in their finest attire and singing hymns of praise. Delectable feasts are being prepared to regale the Naga spirit and partake in traditional community feasts. Exchange of greetings and gifts and visits to friends and dear ones are marking the celebration, while some are expressing their goodwill by visiting the less privileged. Asunyo, Akashwani News, Kohima.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has greeted people on the occasion of Christmas. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, "Wishing everyone a joyous Christmas filled with peace, compassion and hope." He hoped that the teachings of Jesus Christ will strengthen harmony in society. In Tamil Nadu, the birth of Jesus Christ is celebrated with music and fanfare. Midnight services and caroling are part of the celebrations in churches in rural and urban areas. And now for a look at today's newspaper, it's over to Shagun Chopra.
Thank you, Nishit. News of Centre clamping ban on new mining leases in Aravallis is carried prominently by all the leading dailies. The Cabinet approves three new corridors for Delhi Metro expansion, headlines the Statesman. ISRO's heaviest rocket, Bahubali LVM-3 M6, successfully launched, is the top story in the Pioneer. Uddhav and Raj Thackeray announce alliance for BMC poles, writes the Indian Express. The government gives nod to two new airlines post-Indigo's fiasco, reports the Asian Age. Gold and silver hit fresh highs in the bullion market, says Financial Express. And finally, Grab rolled back in Delhi as AQI improves, according to Hindustan Times. And with that, it's back to you, Nishit.
Thank you, Shagun. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to inaugurate Rashtra Prerana Sthal in Lucknow to mark 101st birth anniversary of former Prime Minister Bharat Ratna Atal Bihari Vajpayee. CBI to challenge High Court's order on suspension of life sentence and bail to former MLA Kuldeep Singh Sengar in Unnao rape case. Death cases due to malaria declined by 78% in the country, says Health and Family Welfare Minister JP Nadda. India condemns demolition of Hindu deity statue during Thai-Cambodia border clashes, says such disrespectful act hurts sentiments of followers around the world. Indian men's hockey team vice-captain Hardik Singh nominated for Major Dhyan Chand Khel Ratna, and Christmas being celebrated across the globe with festive fervor to mark birth of Jesus Christ. For details of this stories and more, log on to our website newsonair.gov.in. And News on AIR app. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.